local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Tuesday. It's 6:13 here at News Radio 92.3. You are listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. A full rundown of everything happening in your world today, and we'll get right to it here with our top three stories, starting right here at home, where the state attorney's office announced today telling us that the charges have been dropped against the man allegedly involved in the fatal accident in March that killed 19-year-old PCC student Jaden Goins. We talked to Assistant State Attorney Matt Gordon today, and he tells us it was due to a lack of evidence. Following the accident, 59-year-old Oscar Martin was charged with DUI manslaughter. However, his blood work returned without any alcohol or controlled substances present. And Gordon says this was even after it was sent to a second lab in Pennsylvania for a more detailed screening. He says the only possible charges were DUI manslaughter or vehicular homicide, but they could not determine or prove criminal intent, as with the manslaughter charge, it would have been impaired driving and vehicular homicide where reckless driving was involved. So that update from that tragic story back in March. Also, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy raising the possibility of an impeachment inquiry against President Biden, though stopping short of saying he would formally open one. House Republicans leading the investigations accused Biden of taking bribes from foreign entities through his son Hunter during his time as vice president. And we talked about this yesterday, whether the UPS and Teamsters Union would agree to a deal, and turns out they did today. Avoiding a strike after reaching a tentative agreement on a new labor contract, ratification of the new five-year deal could take about 3 weeks. UPS CEO Carol Tome calling it a win-win agreement for employees and customers. 6:15 right now, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, roads are finally looking good in our area with I-10 and I-110 showing no delays, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we're going to have an awesome week weather-wise. Coming up tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 94. Mostly clear skies tonight. Perfect night for bands on the beach with a low of 75 this evening. 90 in Pensacola, 90 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. You are not kidding about it being a perfect night for bands on the beach. Weather's going to be absolutely perfect out there. Some more local headlines now. Congressman Matt Gaetz is filing a bill that would end automatic birthright citizenship to children whose parents come into the country illegally.
We ought to end it as we currently know it, because birthright citizenship by fraud has started to predominate in a few areas and in a few industries. In 2021, 400,000 anchor babies were born in the United States, outpacing the births in 49 states.
He filed the End Birthright Citizenship Fraud Act of 2023. He's seeking to amend the Immigration and Nationality Act to require that at least one parent be a national refugee, an active military member, or have lawful permanent citizenship. Parking woes in downtown Pensacola, well documented. Confusion about whether you're in a public or private lot. Is this a paid or free space? Those are just some of the challenges that locals and tourists alike have dealt with for years. Mayor Reeves says the city is hiring a consulting firm to take a deep dive.
We've got to do better than what we have right now. And I mean as a community, that what we know is when someone has a poor parking experience, whether it's in a blue space or in a red space that we have no control over, doesn't matter.
So the city is paying $8,325 a month to Olive Tree Consulting LLC through December 31st. That comes out to just under $50,000. And Reeve says when somebody has a poor parking experience, it's a reflection on the city as a whole, regardless of whether it was a city-owned lot or not. Today, we also heard from Pensacola Police Chief Eric Adams with an update on the murder of a 19-year-old man near O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern last week.
We've received some tips from the public and the community, but we would like to have many, many more so we can bring this case to a bring justice for the family that was involved in this incident where a young victim was shot to death.
And following the shooting last Thursday, family identifying the victim as Marlon Jarvis. Finally, in Santa Rosa County, the East Milton Industrial Park on State Road 87 has proven to be a popular investment for many large businesses looking for easy access to I-10.
And we are in the process now of getting that second entrance paved.
Oh, okay.
So we can be ready for Buffalo Rock and Lavelle and the Damon's and Hershey's, which are all coming to that park.
That's County Administrator Devan Cook. The county is also looking at expanding the industrial park. 13 acres have recently come available. And on Thursday's meeting, the county commissioners will vote on purchasing that property through a Triumph Gulf Coast grant. 620. Right now, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our state headlines on a busy Tuesday. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Daryl Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Daryl Sewing, located at 6705 North Davis Highway, between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Here on News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Thanks so much for tuning in today and every day. Also, thank you for your many texts that we get on a daily basis, whether you're interacting with us or calling in those or texting in those tips. We certainly appreciate that, whether it's traffic-related or news-related. We certainly appreciate that. 850-437-1620 is the text line. Looking at some state headlines here before we get to another traffic and weather together on the five, starting in Tennessee, actually, where a car crash involved Governor Ron DeSantis as well as his campaign team.
The lead vehicle in the motorcade had to brake quickly. He didn't hit anybody in front of him, but it caused a rear-end collision involving the four government vehicles that were involved in the crash that were escorting the governor to his scheduled event.
Now, DeSantis was not hurt. One woman who's part of his team suffered minor injuries. That car accident happened as they were traveling to an event in Chattanooga this morning.
Also, the Coast Guard is suspending its search for a man who apparently jumped from a cruise ship off the coast of Florida. The 30-year-old Jalen Hill was reported missing on Sunday from the Carnival cruise ship. The security video appears to show that Hill jumped from the deck as the ship was heading to stop in Jacksonville. The Coast Guard crews searched for more than 1,300 square miles in search for Hill.
The National Hurricane Center now keeping a close eye on a low-pressure system in the Atlantic as it heads towards Florida. Forecasters say the system could develop into a tropical depression or storm as it approaches the southeast coast. It was last located a few hundred miles southwest of Bermuda, but it's expected to move towards the southeast United States later this week. It has a 20% chance of forming into a tropical storm system in the next 7 days. There are now three disturbances out in the Atlantic basin right now.
Also, a convicted Florida killer will get a chance to argue that he deserves a new trial. The Duval County judge yesterday granted Donald Smith's request for a hearing. The 67-year-old Smith was found guilty and sentenced to death in 2018 for kidnapping, raping, and killing an 8-year-old in Jacksonville in 2013. Smith, though, is arguing that he had an ineffective counsel. So the judge set a status for the hearing for October and another hearing in December.
A few updates on the DeSantis campaign right now. There's a lot of bad vibes. We had the accident this morning. Also, more than a third of his presidential campaign staff is being cut. Reports say DeSantis is eliminating nearly 40 positions across all departments of his campaign. DeSantis' campaign finances show he's raised $20 million between April and June, but had already spent about 40% of those funds. He started July with $9 million to spend.
Also, just while we're on the topic of the governor's campaign, Governor Ron DeSantis is facing some criticism over an alleged tweet by a campaign staffer. So a pro-Ron DeSantis Twitter account posted a video this weekend that contained Nazi imagery, and the Florida Democrats say it was retweeted, then deleted by a member of DeSantis' presidential campaign. Florida Democrats posted a statement online that links to a Newsweek article that mentions the retweet cannot be confirmed.
A little bit more state headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Well, our roads are looking great right now at 625. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. We're looking good on the 3-Mile Bridge, Garcon Point Bridge, and even Bob Sykes Bridge if you're heading to bands on the beach tonight. So it get so we're looking just good on all our roads, but if you do see something, always feel free to call into 850-262-6111. That is the traffic line number. For weather, we are going to get a quick update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
A pretty nice stretch of weather for July standards. It's going to be hot, and for the most part, it's going to be sunny. Very normal for this time of year. We'll have highs in the middle 90s for the rest of Tuesday into Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. No change. Highs are going to be in the low to mid 90s as well. Low temperatures in the 70s with warm and muggy mornings. If you're looking for a rain chance to cool you off, not much out there. Higher rain chances arrive by the weekend. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. Low of 75 for this evening. Mostly clear skies. It's 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 93. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, and just a couple more state headlines before we get a quick rundown of national news. Surfside commissioners will hear from family members of victims of the Champlain Towers collapse tonight about extending a memorial onto the site of the tragedy.
We would like some type of memorial put on the premises. It doesn't have to be anything huge, just something small that if we were to want to go back and sit by the water or like a little park or something, it'd be a nice place for us to go to and remember them.
However, the developer of the waterfront lot does not want to give up a large portion of the property. East Oceanside Development hopes to build a 12-story condo building with 57 residents on the nearly 2-acre beachfront lot. That's what's happening in state headlines. Now in national news, Texas Governor Greg Abbott maintains he has constitutional authority in his defiance of a federal order to remove the floating border wall at the Rio Grande. Yesterday, the Department of Justice filed suit against Texas over the floating wall.
Governor Abbott made it very clear that the marine barrier will not be removed because we have the sovereign authority to protect our state.
And the DOJ claims Texas officials failed to request permission from the federal government before putting the barrier in place.
Also, a man is being sentenced to 4 years in prison for his role in the January 6th riot at the Capitol. That's Peter Sager, reportedly, he repeatedly beat a police officer with a flagpole as the officer was being dragged down the Capitol steps. So in a video taken that day, Sager said, "Death is the remedy for every single one of those Capitol law enforcement officers."
Also, the body of the personal chef to former President Barack Obama was recovered from a pond near the family's home on Martha's Vineyard. Tafari Campbell apparently fell into Edgartown Great Pond Sunday night while paddleboarding.
Also, Utah Senator Mitt Romney wants long-shot Republican candidates to drop out of the presidential race sooner than later. Romney, in an op-ed with the Wall Street Journal, called Republican donors to push them to non-competitive presidential candidates out of the race by February. So Romney wants to avoid a crowded primary that could easily hand the contest to former President Trump, who is the dominant candidate in the race so far.
I think February is too lenient because we have the first GOP debate, I believe, next month. Now, I know that there's going to be some rules in place as to who will be able to get on the stage, but I would say even well beyond before that. If we're heading into the fall with 7, 8, 9 candidates, I still think that's way too much then. So February, I mean, I understand wanting a clean primaries, but let's get a lot of these people out of there before some of the big time debates start popping up even before the primaries. That's what I would say on that. Finally, President Biden designating a new national monument to honor Emmett Till and his mother, Mamie Till Mobley, today.
Only with truth comes healing, justice, repair, and another step forward toward forming a more perfect union. We've got a hell of a long way to go.
Emmett Till's death in 1955 in Mississippi spurred the civil rights movement. Today would have been his 82nd birthday. 6:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up. Sports Headlines is next. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie.
Fox News, I'm Matt Napolitano. The White House announcing a new $400 million military aid package for Ukraine.
Announcements like today's reflect our commitment to continuing to provide Ukraine with the weapons and equipment they need to help them succeed on the battlefield.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, the package includes a variety of munitions for advanced air defense systems and a number of small surveillance Hornet drones. UPS and the Teamsters Union, representing over 300,000 of its workers, have a tentative 5-year labor deal in place to avert a major strike. Teamsters Chief Sean O'Brien calls it a win-win.
First and foremost, we're taking care of our members that go into work every single day, especially the part-timers. This is going to improve their lives tremendously, but it's also going to add stability to UPS's workforce.
O'Brien on Fox Business Network this afternoon. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Cheskel with Your Money Now. The pact will still need to be ratified, but United Parcel Service and a union representing 340,000 workers today reached a tentative agreement on a new 5-year contract, likely averting a threatened August 1st strike. Ratification shouldn't be a problem, as the Teamsters Union's president said in a statement, "We demanded the best contract in the history of UPS, and we got it." He said the pact includes lucrative raises for all workers and the creation of more full-time jobs. Still, UPS shares fell nearly 2%. Today, as traders and investors fret about the deal's financial impact on the company. After the market closed, Microsoft reported better-than-expected quarterly earnings and revenue, but there are concerns about cooling cloud demand, and Microsoft shares are down 4.25% in after-hours trading. In the day's regular session, stocks booked another positive finish. The tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite gained 85 points, the S&P added 12, and the Dow Industrials edged up 26. That is 12 straight advances now. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Jaylen Brown just signed the richest contract in NBA history. 5 years for $304 million. Now, he's a very good player, but this contract just seems off. The Supermax is supposed to be for the best player on a potential champion. Brown is the second best player on his own team. Congratulations on the deal. Now, you better pay it off with a title, and then we'll be good. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
AutoZone is more than a parts store. It's where we help you solve problems like,
sorry I'm late, my battery died.
And,
I need a jump, again.
At America's number one battery destination, you can find the right battery at the right price with options starting at only $89.99. And we offer free battery testing and charging whenever you need it. Get the parts and help you need to get the job done right at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Southern Recipe.
Pork rinds.
Southern Recipe pork rinds not only taste bolder than your traditional snack, they're also low-carb, high-protein packed and have 7 grams of collagen per serving. Southern Recipe pork rinds are as tasty out of the bag as they are in your favorite keto-friendly recipe. Find your rind in the snack aisle or at southernrecipe.com. That's southernrecipe.com.
Southern Recipe
pork rinds.
Available in the snack aisle at your local racetrack today.
The summer selection of Volkswagens is filling up the lot at Peakmore Imports. Looking for a sedan with incredible style and fuel economy? The 23 Jetta S, now from $22,499. Need more space but want to keep it sporty? The crossover Taos S from $24,999. Next up is the Tiguan S with more room and third row seating from $27,999. And the Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology has high-tech features all at your fingertips, now from $39,999. But the biggest of them all, the 23 Atlas SE with technology will comfortably seat 7 adults and is now from $41,995. And the VW ID4 EV is waiting for you to experience electric vehicle technology like never before. So choose from a selection of VWs for every kind of driver this summer at Peedmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peedmore Imports is on New Warrington Road, just up the street from NAS Pensacola, the home of the Blue Angels.
Prices before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Tuesday night. Beautiful day here in our area, and we're going to continue to see this nice weather all throughout the week. So hope you are getting this week off to a good start. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us a rundown on the world of sports. I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90 throughout Pensacola. Highway 90 in Pace and Milton also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. As I was saying a little bit earlier, it's going to be a great week for weather. Tomorrow, we really don't have any chances of rain, as well as Thursday, only 20% chance of rain, so it's going to be absolutely beautiful. For tomorrow, a high of 94. Tonight, mostly clear skies with a low of 75. It is 90 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 92. And this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much, Gracie. Looking at the world of sports today, a couple of big contract extensions handed out. One in the NFL, Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert agreeing to a 5-year, $262.5 million contract extension, the latest in the quarterback class of 2020 to get the extension there. Looks like Joe Burrow is likely up next, so we'll see what happens here in the coming weeks. In the NBA, the Boston Celtics signed one of their star players to the richest deal in NBA history, Jaylen Brown. And the Celtics agreed to a 5-year supermax worth $304 million. Business booming in the NBA. On the scoreboard for Major League Baseball right now, the Tampa Bay Rays beating the Marlins 3-1 right now. That's in the bottom of the third inning. Rain delay in Boston, so the Braves and the Red Sox have not gotten off yet. On TBS right now in the bottom of the second, the Mets leading the Yankees 1-0. Also, the Orioles leading the Phillies 2-1 right now. That's a look at your Major League Baseball scoreboard. The son of NBA superstar LeBron James is now in stable condition after suffering cardiac arrest during a workout at USC yesterday. A James family spokesperson says that Bronny James is no longer in the ICU. And from the World Aquatics Championship in Japan today, American swimmer Katie Ledecky tied Michael Phelps for the most individual world championship golds of all time. She won the 1,500-meter freestyle by 17 seconds. It marked her 15th individual world championship gold medal. That's what's happening in the world of sports today. On to health, business, and science notes. The Federal Reserve started their 2-day meeting in Washington, D.C. today, and all signs are pointing to an interest rate hike after they hit pause last month.
Also, Elon Musk might be facing some legal challenges over Twitter's new X logo. So the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office says that Meta applied to the trademark for the X logo in 2017 and officially registered in June of 2019. So legal experts say that Meta could dispute Twitter's logo and call it trademark infringement, but it would ultimately be up to a judge to decide.
And speaking of Twitter, so I'm not sure if we're just calling it X or if the logo of Twitter is just an X, but this was a head scratcher. We talked about this yesterday. Didn't really make sense. So some experts on the one hand say that the site is clearly looking to move in a radical new direction and that the rebranding is needed.
We rebrand to either revitalize a faltering product or service, or we want to distance ourselves from negative publicity.
So that's one opinion there. The other, some analysts suggest changing Twitter's name and brand X could wipe out anywhere from $4 to $20 billion in value from the social media company.
Oh, we got a text in. You know how Zuckerberg and Elon might be fighting soon?
Right.
Well, maybe the winner of the fight can get the logo.
Yes, I like that. That's a good idea right there.
Yeah, I love it too. Also, if you're a fan of Taco Bell's Beefy Crunch Burrito, you are in luck. Taco Bell just revealed that the fan favorite Beefy Crunch Burrito is making a much anticipated return to Taco Bell menus. That's going to be on August 3rd. The return of the fan favorite makes its return after the reward members voted for which menu item would they want back. It won over the Cool Ranch Doritos Loco Tacos. That was back in 2023, March of 2023. So the infamous BCB won with 60% of the votes.
Never been a big Taco Bell guy. I understand people that are, but I think in my lifetime, I can count on one hand the number of times I've eaten at a Taco Bell. So this does not affect me one iota, but, I know that there are people who love Taco Bell. They swear by it, so I'm sure they're very happy to hear the news. Pfizer is alerting hospitals of possible drug shortages after the tornado that damaged a North Carolina plant. The company warned that about 65 formulations of major drugs could see disruptions. Pfizer said medicines like injectable fentanyl for pain management and the anesthetic lidocaine have less than 3 months inventory levels.
Also, President Biden is pushing insurers to provide better access to mental health care. The president unveiled a proposed rule this afternoon that would require insurers to make sure people have access to mental health benefits, Medicare benefits, medical benefits, sorry, and the labor in the Labor, Treasury, and Health and Human Services departments would be in charge of enforcing the rule.
Also, happy birthday to Captain Crunch, the cereal celebrating 60 years in business there. But if you didn't know, Captain Crunch's uniform has always been wrong. The gold stripes on his sleeves are below his rank. So for the 60th anniversary, they're finally giving him the uniform of a real captain. An updated image on social media of Captain Crunch, whose full name, by the way, is Horatio Magellan Crunch, shows him with four bars and the caption, "The internet has spoken and we listen." So a happy anniversary to Captain Crunch and congratulations on the uniform design change. Looking at some pop culture notes today, Dwayne The Rock Johnson supporting his fellow actors in the ongoing SAG-AFTRA strike. According to Variety, The Rock made a seven-figure donation to the SAG-AFTRA Foundation to help offset financial difficulties. The foundation reached out to over 2,000 of the Guild's highest-paid members and asked them to donate.
I did hear something interesting learned today about the strike.
Yeah.
So I guess with the strike, actors can't really promote movies,
correct,
things like that. So now I guess actors are warning influencers who are not part of SAG that, like, watch out because you might be asked to promote.
By like companies?
Yeah, to promote things. And if you do promote things, you might, you know, I guess not be able to join SAG in the future.
Oh.
If you cross the picket line, like, you won't be able to.
Gotcha.
And if you continue to be an influencer who, like, wants to be an actor, then you might kind of mess things up if you take these opportunities now.
Interesting.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
In other pop culture news, well, the actor and comedian Pete Davidson is going to avoid jail time in Los Angeles. He's going to be allowed to enter into an 18-month program. He was charged with a misdemeanor for reckless driving after allegedly crashing his Mercedes-Benz into a house in Beverly Hills that happened back in March. 6:45 right now. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good. If you do see something on the road slowing you down, always feel free to call into the traffic line, 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to have a beautiful week here in our area coming up tomorrow. Sunny skies and a high of 94. Mostly clear coming up tonight with a low of 75. It's 90 in Pensacola, 89 in Gulf Breeze, and 91 in Milton with a heat index of 92. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Looking at some, did we do the Cher one?
No, not yet.
Okay. So Cher is launching her own gelato line, and it's called Cherlato. Cher took to Instagram to announce her gelato line and preview some gelato cones. She says, "It all started 5 years ago, and now it is finally happening." Have you ever had gelato, like the real thing?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. It's pretty good.
I don't know really what the difference is. But I went to Italy, so I'm assuming I had gelato over ice cream
there. Where'd you go in Italy?
In Rome.
Oh, yeah. So it's basically ice cream. that's basically what it is.
But it's a big difference.
That's right. It's 6 to 9% butterfat, apparently, which is lower than other styles of frozen dessert. So maybe that is the major difference there. But I had gelato in Rome as well. It was very good.
Yeah. I saw some pictures of these cones she just posted on Instagram. They looked good. I don't know. I doubt I'll try them. But
I'm sure you will.
But they look good. So, and some wacky and weird headlines. This came from the Mexico-Texas border. So, custom officials encountered a pickup truck that was transporting four wheels of cheese from Mexico into Texas. That happened on last Thursday. And they had a hunch that something was off. Well, an X-ray scanned the cheese wheels and found that there was 17.8 pounds of cocaine concealed inside the cheese wheels.
Wow.
Officials seized the drugs on the truck. The 22-year-old driver, a U.S. citizen, illegally declared the cheese, and he is facing some charges for failed smuggling attempt.
You know, I'm sure people are listening to this, and there's people on the one hand that are saying that's a giant waste of the cheese wheel, and then there's others saying that's a giant waste of the cocaine.
Yeah.
The White House says President Biden's younger dog Commander will be apparently getting some training after 10 biting incidents. The U.S. Secret Service said they're concerned about their agent's safety around the German Shepherd. One incident back in November of 2022 led a commander of the dog clamping down on an officer's arm and thighs. So, pretty interesting one there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird that it took 10 biting incidents
after two or three, be like, hey, you know, let's cool down on this.
Yeah, really weird. Well, another just kind of gross story from a Spirit Airlines flight. A woman was caught urinating on the floor of the plane after complaining that the staff prevented her from using the bathroom for 2 hours. A video was posted online showing an unidentified woman squatting in the corner of what appeared to be a Spirit Airlines jet urinating as a flight attendant wearing a Spirit Airlines black and yellow uniform had filmed her. The woman yells at the flight attendant saying that she needed to pee for 2 hours, but was told she was not allowed to and the bathroom doors were closed. So if Spirit Airlines didn't already kind of get a bad rap.
That's one way to do it right there. Especially the part of the employee filming that customer. Final wacky and weird story, this one coming from China and leading me to ask the question, where in the world was this when I was a kid? So, you know, 20-something, maybe they're not working, hanging out at home all the time, perhaps doing odd jobs and errands and mooching off their parents. Well, perhaps maybe they are employed as a full-time child. Apparently in China, that's a real thing because the job market is so scarce, young people are being forced out of the labor market, so they're turning into full-time children working for their parents. Apparently, the salary is not too bad, about $1,000 a month, but you're living at home, and it's about the average salary in China. So in exchange, the kids are spending time with their parents, driving them to various stores, doing housework, cooking, and just about anything else that we would have done growing up as chores, but being paid way less. And so it is such a thing that there are apparently a bunch of hashtags trending on Chinese social media platforms, hashtag full-time daughter and hashtag full-time son.
I would love that job. I would be a great full-time child. 6:50, we're going to get a quick break. Come back with some good news and some movie news right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey Pensacola, it's Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing. We've been Pensacola's plumber for over 50 years. From leaking faucets to replacing sewer lines, we get the job done. My dad, Louis Barbieri, started this company over 50 years ago with a vision of providing the best service with honesty and integrity for our community. He also started our flat rate pricing system, where you know exactly what the job will cost before the work is done, so there are no surprises. Last year, we were voted Best Plumbing Company in Pensacola's Best of the Bay. Voting has begun in this year's Best of the Bay, and we would appreciate your vote again. We know you don't always need a plumber, but when you do, call Barbieri Plumbing, 850-477-8782. That's 850-477-8782. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Remember, Barbieri Plumbing.
License number RF1106-7749.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. 6:55, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather on the fives right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Our roads are looking good. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays, as well as 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre. If you do see something on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. For weather, we're going to have a really great week here for weather. Coming up tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 94. Tonight, beautiful night with mostly clear skies and a low of 75. It's 90 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 89 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 92. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Thank you very much. Before we get to good news, a quick TV and movie recap. So the Barbenheimer craze is showing no signs of slowing down. At the box office, Gracie saw Oppenheimer over the weekend. Are you going to see Barbie here soon?
I'm going to try to. Honestly, I might wait till it comes out for streaming. Yeah. I know that's kind of a lot, but I'm not a huge movie person.
Really?
Going to the movie theaters. So, I don't know. I probably will wait till streaming.
All right. Well, that makes sense. So Monday, though, a lot of people opting to do that. $26.1 million for Barbie yesterday. That's a new record for the biggest Monday box office total in Warner Brothers history. Oppenheimer brought in $12.6 million on Monday as well. What's happening in good news today?
Well, an 11-year-old pit bull named Vanessa just got adopted from a shelter in Louisiana. This is a big deal because she's been at this shelter for her entire life. Someone who's adopted from the place before is taking her. They live in Delaware now, so the shelter is sending her up there.
Also, a pretty interesting proposal at a Weezer concert in New York. A guy proposed to his girlfriend at a concert and surprised her with some special guests. Her parents and friends were sitting right behind them in wigs and sunglasses. When she said yes, he told her he still had to get her daughter's blessing. Then he yelled out, "Hey, Dean, can I marry your daughter?" The dad stood up and said, "Yes, you can." So I would imagine that is when the bride-to-be realized that the family was right behind her as well. So that's a pretty cool a pretty cool one. I'm generally against stadium proposals, especially when they're on the big board, mainly because I just think that there's always just the chance of public embarrassment, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a pretty cool way. Good chance to involve friends and family. I'm shocked, though. I mean, you know, they're in disguise, yeah, with wigs and glasses, but it's still, I mean, that's awfully hard to pull off. But the fact that he was able to pull it off, kudos to him.
Yeah. I do like a creative thing.
Yeah.
But I feel like, what if she said no and right? then her family's there and everyone's around her?
Like, I mean, you got to know. I mean, my wife will on occasion tease me because before actually proposing to her, I asked her, hey, so if I were to propose, would you say yes?
Yeah.
So, you know, guys want to know. They don't want the embarrassment.
Oh, yeah. Another good news involving, you know, weddings. A police officer who grew up with an abusive father that was arrested when she was a teenager had 15 influential men in her life walk her down the aisle during her wedding. The newlywed Ivy Robinson even had the officer who arrested her violent dad escort her down the altar.
There's a picture talking about the Weezer concert. So the wigs are not like very good.
Oh my goodness.
The guy, like her dad that is wearing the wig does not. He's got a gray beard and the wig that he's wearing is like brown, like no gray whatsoever. So that's pretty funny right there. But good stuff here. That'll do it for us on a Tuesday. Thanks so much for tuning in. Gracie will perhaps
bring healthy snacks.
Have some healthy snacks for me tomorrow. We'll see. But so far, I've resisted the urge despite her attempts at getting me off my health kick.
I swear it wasn't malicious, Joe. There was just a sale.
It felt a little bit malicious. Oh, but goodness. We'll see you tomorrow. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Your home for Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4.